In the past 6 years, at least 775 men have been held in the US detention center at Guantanamo Bay. The men detained in the prison camp are routinely held in solitary confinement, condemned without a fair trial, many of them tortured. Through all this, some of the detainees have taken sanctuary in poetry, some of which is now available in a new book, Poems from Guantanamo, The Detainees Speak. In this edition, a selection of those poems will be read for us by the Poet Laureate Andrew Motion, former detainee Mozan Beg, poet and writer Mojib Hassan, and first actor and musician Riz Ahmed reads the work of Juma al-Dosari, a 33-year-old Bahraini national.
Death poem. Take my blood. Take my death shroud and the remnants of my body. Take photographs of my corpse at the grave, lonely. Send them to the world, to the judges and to the people of conscience. Send them to the principled men and the fair-minded. And let them bear the guilty burden before the world of this innocent soul. Let them bear the burden before their children and before history of this wasted, sinless soul. Of this soul which has suffered at the hands of the protectors of peace.
Mozan Beg is a British citizen who was arrested in Pakistan and detained for 3 years in Guantanamo Bay. For him, the biggest problem at the detention centre was the lack of opportunity to prove your innocence, as you remain in legal limbo and have no meaningful communication with your family. Here he reads his own poem, Homeward Bound.
Begins this journey without reins, ends in capture without aims, now lying in the cell awake with merriment and smiles all fake. Freedom is spent, time is up, tears have rent my sorrow's cup. Home is cage and cage is steel, thus manifest realities unreal. Dreams are shattered, hopes are battered, yet with new status one is flattered. The irony of it, detention and all, be so small and stand so tall. Years of tears and days of toil are now but fears and tyrant spoil. Ordainment has surely come to pass, but endure alone one must this farce. Now patience is of virtue taught, and virtue is of iron wrought, so poetry's in motion set, perhaps with appreciation met. Still the paper do I pen, knowing what but never when, as dreams begin and nightmares end, I'm homeward bound to beloved tend.
Sheikh Abdulrahim Muslim Dost was a respected religious scholar, poet and journalist before he was arrested in 2001 and subsequently spent 3 years in Guantanamo Bay. The poet laureate Andrew Motion reads the second part of one of his poems, Two Fragments.
Just as the heart beats in the darkness of the body, so I, despite this cage, continue to beat with life. Those who have no courage or honour consider themselves free, but they are slaves. I am flying on the wings of thought, and so, even in this cage, I know a greater freedom.
Othman Abdulrahim Mohammed is 26 and from the Yemen. At Guantanamo, he took part in camp-wide hunger strikes and was force-fed, in violation of both the Geneva Conventions and the World Medical Association protocols for addressing prisoners who decline nourishment. His poem, I Am Sorry, My Brother, is read by Mojib Hassan, whose cousin was also detained in Guantanamo.
I'm sorry, my brother. The shackles bind my hands, and iron is circling the place where I sleep. I'm sorry, my brother. That I cannot help the elderly, or the widow, or the little child. Do not weigh the death of a man as a sign of defeat. The only shame is in betraying your ideals and failing to stand by your beliefs.
A total of 22 poems have been brought together to produce Poems from Guantanamo, The Detainees Speak. It's been compiled by Mark Folkoff, the lawyer of 17 Guantanamo detainees. He collected the poems, all written in detention, from his clients and the lawyers of other detainees. These poems, translated by US government translators, have been declassified for public circulation. We end this edition with Andrew Motion reading a short work simply called The Cup Poem, named because in the first year of their detention, many of the detainees didn't have access to pen or paper, and so wrote fragments of poetry on polystyrene cups, passing them from cell to cell.
I'm now going to read you another poem by a Muslim Dost, also written when he was in Guantanamo Bay, and I read it to you in the hope that Guantanamo and all other illegal detention centres will soon be closed. What kind of spring is this, where there are no flowers, and the air is filled with a miserable smell?